I had my head in and was about to open the lantern when my thumb slipped upon the tin fastening and the old man sprang up in the bed, crying out, "Who's there?" I kept quite still and said nothing. For a whole hour, I did not move a muscle. And I did not hear him lie down. He was still sitting up in the bed, listening, just as I have done, night after night, hearkening to the death watches in the wall.
I have visuals. My God. I'm right there. I'm there.
Mountains. Silver landscape. Rolling hills and... craters. Oh. Earth. Beautiful Earth. Bright as cobalt.
I expect it'll take us at least 2 years to get through them all, and then we can start again from the beginning.
No.
I'm sure we'll find more to enjoy and admire. There are hundreds of background jokes in Calamity James alone. A little squelchy thing.
Because you know what it looks like to me? You and your buddies break into an art gallery, things get heated. You were shit-faced. You got in a fight, probably where you got that nasty shiner. You grab the first thing you can and smash it on him. It nicked an artery. It was an accident. You didn't mean it, but now blood's spurting everywhere. I need you to focus, James. Come on, look at me. Your accomplice, she's in the other room right now. She's spilling the beans. So I need the truth, buddy, or it's gonna look real bad for you.
This is worse than when Ultron attacked the mansion that one terrible Thanksgiving. And what is that horrid smell? This is going on your personal file, Ant-Man. And I'm afraid I'm going to insist on telling Captain America.
Oh, answer me! Damn you! There is no God!
We have some things to discuss. You, me, and your friend over there. But that's gonna have to wait. Right now, we have to prepare. Lauren! Do the other one first! If we're caught out in the open when that storm hits, well, it won't matter whether your story is true or not. Every single one of us will be dead.